Philippians chapter 4, our portion is verses 4 and 5. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are up and down, and really often down, unstable. And we don't have from within us strength to have joy or joy to have strength. And so we look to you and your provision in Christ. We look to the work of your Spirit, that he would work out in us the life and the character of the Lord Jesus, by whom you have reconciled us to yourself through his blood. Help us now by your Spirit. Give light to our minds. Give life to our hearts. Subdue our wills. Instruct us and inspire us. Warm our hearts up to you and spur us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. There might be little in our lives, in our culture, that we are more enslaved to than feelings. This made me feel that way. You made me feel this way. And even not just a matter of manner of speech, but many of us have felt overwhelmed by the darkness of grief and depression, or the tension of anxiety. And so it's actually kind of liberating, but initially perplexing, confusing, difficult, that the Lord commands feelings. It's a command. Rejoice. And it's not just in our time and our culture that we have a difficult time with this command. Some of you children may have noticed that often mom just says something once. But if she really wants you to pay attention, or suspects that you're not, she might give you the command and a little bit of an explanation and then repeat the command at the end. And the Lord does that for us here, doesn't he? Rejoice always. Again, I will say, rejoice. It's a command. And you say, but I don't have it in me to rejoice. And you're right. And I intentionally misread. That rejoicing is to be in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. You see, if we were to only rejoice whenever we felt like rejoicing, we would be rejoicing infrequently and for the wrong reasons. But if we rejoice, if our ground for rejoicing and our cause for rejoicing is as stable, not only as the Lord himself, but as the fact that you are joined to him, that he is the one who began a work in you. He is the one who is working in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. And he is the one who will complete that work. You hear the stability of the fact that God has joined you to Jesus Christ through faith. And because of that stability as the foundation for our rejoicing, we are told to rejoice always. Now, this is not just the cause of our rejoicing, that we always have Jesus. Thank you. You just put those there. Thank you. That we always have cause for rejoicing, but we always have ability for rejoicing as well. Isn't he the one from whom we get all of our goodness, all of our life, all of our strength? And so we come to obey this command and we say, okay, Lord, I know that the doctrine of union with Christ and the theological, unchangeable fact of my being joined to Jesus is why I should rejoice right now. But I don't know how. Well, the life of Christ in you is also the how. Which means this isn't just a rejoicing that is commanded, it's a rejoicing that you ask for and look to Him for and depend upon Him in. Rejoice in the Lord. And that's why it can be always. That's why even in the mixture that you will have in your hearts by obeying other commands and instructions from Scripture, to mourn with those who mourn and to rejoice always. You have ground for both and right reason for both and in a Christian by the Holy Spirit applying to us the character of our Lord, we can have that strange mixture and look to Him for it. Now this helps us with the next instruction. Let your gentleness or your reasonableness, let your stable response to others, not being easily provoked, not lashing out, not being wrongly or easily angered, and acting out. So the stability of the reasonableness is what produces gentleness. That's why you'll see the word translated both ways. Let your gentleness be known to all men. Well, there's a how and a why at the end of verse 5. The Lord is at hand. It's not just, I used to read this primarily, Jesus is right next to you, you better make sure you're gentle. And there is something of that there. But we read verse 5 coming out of verse 4. You are united to Christ. Look to Him for the stability and the reasonableness and the ability to be gentle. If we are rejoicing in response to Him and in dependence upon Him, that is what stabilizes us to respond gently to others who are provoking. Because there are situations, and especially people, who are provoking. And yet He says, even the provoking ones, let your gentleness be known to all men. How? Well, by the same way that you are able to rejoice always out of your having Christ present with you and your being united to Him and your having fellowship with Him. So yes, it is Jesus is right by you. But as Jesus is right by you as the one to whom you are united, and as you interact with others, you're also interacting with Christ and for Christ. And you want to make display of the stabilizing, gladdening grace of your Savior. And again, since it comes from Him, you can look to Him for it and look to Him in it. The Lord Jesus is the one in whom gentleness is perfected. When the Spirit produces in you the fruit of gentleness, isn't He working out in you the character of Him who does not break the bruised reed or snuff out the smoldering wick? That gentleness that you know in Christ is the gentleness that is produced in you out of your fellowship with Christ. Which means that if you find that you're not rejoicing as you would and wish you would in response to verse 4, or you're not being reasonable or gentle in your interactions with others as you wish you would in response to verse 5, you look to one who is gentle, even as He produces by His Spirit His own character in you. And you enjoy His gentleness even as you ask Him to make a copy of it in yourself. So, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Amen. Let's pray. We praise You, Lord Jesus, for the joy in God, the joy in Your Father, the joy in the spirit that you have perfectly exhibited and perfectly expressed, perfectly enjoyed. Thank you that it is both counted for us and being worked out in us by your Spirit. We look to you, Holy Spirit, to produce in us the gladness of Christ. Bless this study of your word, all of our reading and hearing and remembering and meditating upon your word, even as he said to us that he has spoken these words to us, that his joy might be in us, that we might have our joy completed. We pray that you would stabilize us by our union and our communion, our being joined to you, our having fellowship with you, that knowing your nearness and serving you, depending upon you, you would enable us, we pray, to be steady, reasonable, gentle. Glorify yourself, Lord Jesus, by producing your character in us by your Spirit, which we ask in your name. Amen.